All right, Madam Chair, 7:30.
Okay. The Piscataway Township Planning Board will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mayor Waller? I don't believe he's coming. Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Ms. Corcoran?
Here.
Ms. Saunders?
She's here, we know.
Yeah, I know she's here. She's probably trying to unmute her phone. Star 6, Carol. Reverend Kenny?
Here.
Mr. Espinoza?
Present.
Mr. Foster? And Madam Chair?
Here.
Carol Saunders here. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
No problem.
We knew you'd do it.
Could we all repeat the Pledge of Allegiance? The flag is over my right shoulder. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with
liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Do we have professionals to be sworn in tonight?
Yes, Mr. Reinerson.
Can you please raise your right hand? You swear that the testimony you're about to give me the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Tom, Mr. Barlow, are there any changes to our agenda tonight?
Madam Chair, there are no changes to the agenda that I'm aware of. We have one matter on for this evening, LZNJ Realty LLC.
Okay, thank you. May I get a motion from the board to pay the bills, the duly audited bills?
Carol Saunders, I make a motion that we pay the audited bills.
A second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Excuse me, Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 8, adoption of resolution to memorialize action taken on April 13th, 2022.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to memorialize a resolution 21-PB-24, Maple Woods Condominium Association preliminary and final site plan as applicant with withdraws without prejudice.
Correct. Do I have a second?
John Corcoran.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 9, adoption of the minutes. Okay, go ahead, Ms. Saunders.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to adopt the minutes from the regular meeting of April 13th, 2022.
Do I have a second?
Second it. Reverend Kenny.
Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 10, 22PB01/02, V as in Victor, LZ New Jersey Realty LLC.
Hello, Madam Chair, if you can hear me. My name is Tim Arch. I'm an attorney licensed in the state of New Jersey, and I'm representing LZNJ Realty LLC.
How are you, Mr. Arch?
I'm good. Just want to make sure everybody can hear me.
Yes.
On the outset, I want to say sunset is at 8.04 p.m. tonight, and so we're going to try to hopefully get everybody out by then. So
you got to do that now.
We're gonna try. So a little bit of housekeeping just to begin with. I would ask Mr. Barlow if he's had an opportunity to review the notice and if we have proper jurisdiction before this board.
I have gone over the notices at length, and they are appropriate, and the board has jurisdiction.
Thank you very much. We do have four, I believe, reports to in addition to Ms. Corcoran's completeness letter, a DNR report dated March 23rd, CME report dated March 18th, Mr. Hinterstein's report of March 23rd, and a fire marshal approval letter dated March 9th. I believe those are all of the reports. I would just ask for confirmation from Laura for that.
There's also a report from the Director of Public Works dated March 11th, 2022, that indicates he had no comments. So
I love those reports. I will add that to my list. Thank you very much, Mr. Barlow. So brief introduction. We're here tonight seeking to add approximately a 30,000 square foot of warehouse space to an existing site on 150 Ethel Road. It has an existing building on it, a warehouse building. It is a permitted use in the LI one zone, and we're seeking two variances tonight, both of which are related to parking. The first is number of parking spaces. 99 is required. We are providing 28, 29 if you count the EV space, which counts as two spaces. And in addition to that, we are proposing more than half of our proposed spaces within the front yard, which requires another variance. I do have three witnesses tonight. My first witness would be Jumbo Luan, who is a representative of LZNJ. And so without further ado, I would ask Mr. Luan to be sworn in so we can begin.
Okay.
Can he turn on his camera?
Mr. Luan, can you put your camera on, please?
Let me see.
All right. Perfect.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mr. Luan, can you please raise your right hand? You swear that the testimony you're about to give you the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Can you please state and spell your name for the record?
Jumbo Luan.
That's L-U-A-N is the last name, correct?
Yeah, L-U-A-N, yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Luan, what is your position with LZNJ?
I'm the owner and the president of the company, LZNJ.
Okay. And so as the president, you're familiar with the site at 150 Ethel Road. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And can you briefly tell us what is the site currently used for? What is it that LZNG does there?
We just use it as the tire storage and with the local delivery.
Okay.
That's it, yeah.
So it's just storage of tires. There's no hazardous materials or anything like that. It's just essentially tires, correct?
Yeah. All new tires and with the storage of all new tires.
Okay, perfect. How many employees do you currently have at peak times or in total at the site?
Six.
Six employees, okay. With this expansion, is the purpose of this expansion to increase the number of employees there, or do you not anticipate that you're increasing employees at all?
No, we're not really anticipating adding any more employees.
Okay. You've had a chance to look over all the reports that I had mentioned, and we went through all of the comments that any of the township professionals had. We can agree to all of those comments in all of the reports. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, excellent. I have no further questions at this time for Mr. Luan.
Mr. All right. March, just a quick question. What are the hours of operation?
Mr. Luan, what are the hours of operation?
7 to 5.
7 to 5.
Thank you. Monday through Friday or Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board, from Mr. Luan?
Hi, this is Councilwoman Cahill, Madam Chair. If I may just ask a question, and maybe this isn't the appropriate time, but to be honest with you, I'm wondering with the expansion, how it is that the existing amount of employees would serve to do the work. Maybe we need to understand what the extra space is for before that can be answered.
I think Mr. Luan might be able to answer that. So what is the purpose of the expansion? What is it that you're using that additional square footage for, Mr. Luan?
We just need the more storage place for the whole company. And that's the only purpose. And we are well equipped with all the equipments, which is order picker and the forklift. So that be able to, we don't need any manpowers to add it on to move more tires, but with all the equipment, we can be well served with the expansion part of the warehouse.
So in essence, it's just that you need to add more storage space to keep more product.
Yes, correct.
And that because of the system that you have and the machinery, or the light machinery that you have, the six employees are more than adequate to move the stock that you have to fill any sort of orders that you need to do.
Yes.
Mr. Arch, can I just clarify one thing? When you gave your little preliminary statement, I think you said it was a 30,000 square foot addition. My reading of the report, it's a 30,000 square foot existing building, and the addition's a little bit under 20,000. I'm sure address that.
I'll certainly have my engineer address that. I might have read that wrong in the report, and I apologize if I did. Problem.
Okay.
So I'll have Mr. Stiers address that during his testimony, and he can say better than I can, I'm sure.
Yeah. Tom, my report indicated just about 20,000. 120. The addition would be 123 by 160. That's what the plan showed, but I'm sure the engineer will confirm.
Yeah. I was reading page 2 of your report. That's where I got it from.
Don't flatter me.
Okay. Are there any other questions from the board? Madam Clerk, would you check to see if there's anyone wishing to ask questions of Mr. Leon Luan from the public?
No, Chairperson.
Okay. You may call your next witness.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My next witness would be Mr. Craig Stiers, who I believe is present with his camera on.
Okay.
Mr. Stiers, can you please raise your right hand? You swear that the testimony you're about to give you the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Please state and spell your name for the record.
Craig Stiers, Stires.
Thank you.
Mr. Stiers, you are a licensed professional engineer in the state of New Jersey, is that correct?
Yes.
And you've testified in front of the either this board or the zoning board or both recently?
I believe both, yes.
Okay, and your credentials have not in any way changed for the worst, is that correct?
That is correct.
I would ask the board if we need to go into any further voir dire as to his credentials or if he can be accepted at this time.
Could you just tell us how long ago he testified before this board, if he knows?
That's a good question. I think it was within the last couple months was the Board of Adjustment. I don't remember when it was before the Planning Board itself.
Okay, thank you. He's accepted as an expert.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Stiers, before I let you loose to give your presentation, can you confirm that I'm right and everybody else is wrong when it comes to the expansion of the building? Or am I not right on that?
Before I go into it, the existing building is around 30,000 square feet. The addition is 19,680 square feet.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Stiers. We'll talk about that later, but I'm going to open the floor to you, Mr. Stiers, if you can please give us the benefit of your expertise.
Sure. My expertise was accepted, right? So you just want the...
I'm sorry, the benefit of your expertise in reviewing this project.
Oh, all right. The existing site's known as Block 9101, Lot 50, has an address, like Tim said, 150 Ethel Road West, and it's located on the northwesterly side of Ethel Road, just east of Sutton Lane. Property is 3.25 acres and has a one-story building, as I just said, just over 30,000 square foot. Masonry warehouse building currently has 29 parking spaces and 4 loading docks. And the site is... as the applicant said, is an entire warehouse. The site behind the building is currently wooded, and there is a drainage easement back there that drains from west to east or from if you're looking at the plans from the bottom to the top. The drainage ditch is considered a ordinary resource value ditch. We did apply for an LOI from the DEP and just received it last week, and that is confirmed. That is an ordinary resource value ditch. With that designation, there are no buffers associated with the ditch, so we don't have to worry about that as far as with regards to the addition. The site is located in the LI-1 zone, of which the use is permitted. The site is currently surrounded by similar warehouse units to the west, to the east, to the south, and to the north are residential properties. Again, as I said, the rear of the site is wooded at the time, and the current building coverage on the property is 21.2%. And as the applicant also said, the number of employees right now is 6. Moving on to the proposed, what we're looking to do is add an addition to the back of the building that essentially maintains the side walls of the building, but extends out. The total addition is 19,680 square feet. And as the applicant said, will allow for additional storage of product. The existing parking lot will be reconfigured to allow for 2 additional loading docks, which would be located really at the end of the existing building. And those loading docks would be for box trucks, so there are shorter loading space required than the full trailers. The existing parking on the east side would be eliminated to allow for the access of the box truck to get to the loading docks. And it also allow for better circulation for the trailers that do come into the site for the loading docks, which are located at the southern end of the existing building. The existing parking on the front of the building is currently angled parking, and it has a just over 12-foot aisle, which is between the parking and the building. That parking will be reconfigured. First and foremost, was a comment from the fire official saying that the 12-foot wide aisle was not acceptable for fire access. So that's really the primary reason that we reconfigured that parking. But it also worked out for many other reasons, too. It provides the necessary fire access now, but because we're creating a 24-foot wide aisle. We squared up the parking, so now the parking that was eliminated at the side or east side of the building can be relocated to the front. So there actually is no net loss of parking compared to the existing and proposed conditions. The aisle for the parking is 24 feet rather than 25. We were obviously trying to minimize the encroachment into the front yard, if at all possible, and also providing the necessary back out space for the 90 degree parking spaces. So that is one of the, I believe that's a waiver for the application. And the parking does push into the front yard. So that is one of the variances that we have. But again, it's more of a safety reason than anything else. As the applicant said, they intend to maintain their current staff of 6 employees. So essentially, we are really way over what is needed for the parking or for the employees to park on site. That particular parking, I understand that a lot of times we come before the boards in Piscataway and with the warehouses, the requirement is 1 per 500, whereas in many other towns, it's 1 per 5,000. And if you look at this application and the number, the warehouse space as compared to the number of employees, it is more in line with that 1 per 5,000 notation that I mentioned in other towns. Along with the addition, we are proposing a detention basin, which would be in the northeasterly corner or right next to where the new addition is. And the new addition will all drain into that new basin, and we will actually redirect a portion of the existing roof runoff from the existing building into that basin to compensate for the additional parking space in the front. So in the end, the stormwater management will be less than the existing conditions as required. We are proposing additional landscaping along the, really around the addition and some in some areas to the east of the parking lot. If you see the plans, there is an 80-foot buffer between the back of the building and the back rear property line. So although we are adding landscaping back there, there is a substantial buffer still in place between the back of the building and the rear property line. We are also upgrading the lighting to LED lighting, most of which will be placed on the building. There'll be two new poles on the easterly side of the east parking lot, but the rest will be on the building itself. I think that is it for all the existing and proposed conditions. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was going to ask one quick question, Mr. Stiers. I know that in Mr. Hinterstein's report, he had mentioned the possibility of putting in some additional landscaping along the front of the parking area. Would it be safe to say that we are more than happy to work with the township professionals to modify or our landscaping plan to their satisfaction?
Yes, it's actually that's one of the waivers that would be that is listed for the application, but we would offer that we would put landscaping in front of that the revised parking, so that would be screened from Ethel Road. The one thing that we would respectfully request is Henry's also asked for landscaping along the front of the building. And since we're providing the landscaping in front of the parking, I don't think we need the landscaping in the small strip in front of the building, because I think the landscaping in front of the parking would really serve both purposes. So that I think other than that, I mean, we're, as usual, more than willing to work with the staff to resolve all the open comments.
Thank you. If there's
Vaughn, would you be amenable to letting the applicant work with Henry's office with regards to those landscaping issues?
Absolutely. And again, it is my understanding that they're going to comply with the rest of the comments in the report. So yeah, he can, Mr. Sires can certainly sit down with Henry and go through all of those outstanding items with landscaping.
Mr. Arch, what about 22 and 23 in Mr. Hinterstein's report? 22 talked about garbage and refuse and how it would be handled. And I don't know if that's Mr. Stiers or perhaps Mr. Luan. And the same with 23 about signage.
Well, 23, I think I can address. We are not proposing any signage at this time. I know that if in the future, if there is any proposal for signage, it would either be conforming or it would require coming back in front of the board, but we're not proposing any at this time. Okay. As far as the garbage and how that's handled, I don't know who would want to best address that, if that's Mr. Stiers or Mr. Luan, but either of you, if you want to address that comment.
Yeah, it's my understanding that there's a 3-yard dumpster on the easterly side right now, which is adjacent to the existing loading docks, and that we relocate that dumpster to the westerly side.
And you'll show that on the plans?
Yeah, we can add that to the plans, yes.
Okay.
And again, if you do add that to the plans, obviously we're going to want to see it screened or, fenced in or something, So I would, ask that also just be a condition of the approval as well, that you work with township staff on any type of requirement. Okay. And with regard to the signage, I just want to make mention, there's a item 20 does speak about a proposed monument sign. That was just a carryover from a previous application. So please just disregard that comment in the staff report.
Another thing that we would like to, I mean, obviously we'll work with Henry on this, but since the application is at 35% building coverage and Henry is looking for an additional right-of-way dedication, we ask that that be an easement rather than an actual dedication, although, because if we dedicate it, that it would put us in a variance condition.
Unless, or if the board isn't inclined to do that, if you would grant, I suppose, that variance at this time as well, if that is going to create a coverage variance. But I know that in the past, the township has been agreeable to, instead of a dedication, to do it for purposes of not getting into that extra variance territory.
Are you referencing number 3 in Henry's report, Mr. Stiers?
Yes.
You know, I this is Dawn Corcoran. I think that we're going to have to work that out because we're going to have to speak with the engineering department tomorrow to see if there's anything coming down the pike in terms of roadway improvements. So in fact, if there is, we certainly would want the dedication opposed to the easement. But again, that's something we can certainly discuss.
Is that, can I suggest that if it is necessary to grant that to grant the dedication, which we're happy to do, if that does cause an additional variance by way of lot coverage, can the board vote on it tonight to indicate if they were in favor of granting the application, that if there is a dedication required and it does cause that additional variance, that they would grant that variance so that we wouldn't have to come back before a board after that dedication?
Craig, what is the what would the variance what would be required, or what would you be seeking? I should say,
I believe, or two things on that, Dawn. I did have a back and forth with Joe on this about the dedication, okay. And they did not have anything planned, and you know it was just you know to get it while they could. There was really nothing planned specifically for Ethel Road. But to answer your question, I believe I computed it to be 35.35%. So it's like 0.35 over the maximum.
Got it.
For lot coverage?
For the building coverage.
Building coverage.
Yeah. I'm sorry, 35.53%.
And Mr. Arch, obviously it's ultimately up to the board, but between the fact that that is a pretty de minimis amount that's over and it's being triggered potentially by the applicant's dedication to the municipality of the necessary right-of-way for the roadway, that it can also almost be like a conditioned variance that if the board so chooses, it would grant the variance if the dedication triggers the impervious, the building coverage. I mean, I'll leave that to the board at the time of voting, but I think we can work that out with language that wouldn't require you to come back in effect because your client is giving something back to the municipality. That would seem to be a little burdensome unnecessarily, especially because you're talking about fractions.
Correct, and I appreciate that. I absolutely appreciate that. I think I can certainly be worded in such a way that.
Yeah.
And that being said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I mean, we would certainly prefer to have the dedication. That's typically how we handle these. But again, if the board has to, you know, be agreeable to that.
I think if the board gets to that point and requires the dedication, but grant the variance for building coverage,
mm-hmm.
upon, you know, working with the municipal officials to work out the dedication and having, you know, the description approved by the borough staff, township staff, that variance would probably be appropriate to be granted also. I think the township would prefer the dedication.
Correct.
And we're fine. We're fine with that.
Okay.
Couldn't you just put that on the site plan, future dedication, and then just note it and it's done?
I think they would rather have it in place as opposed to.
Okay. Whatever makes the township happy, that's fine. Mr. Starr, I just got to ask one question. Is there going to be one access point or two access points?
Two.
Okay, because it was a little unclear. And in general, my letter was just saying you tried to do a lot on one page, and I just couldn't get it. So, I mean, if you just, I gave you the option, it was my suggestion, you could leave the one as is, but just give a proposed condition because you had existing and proposed, and we had turning radiuses, and there was a lot there. Yeah. So if you're all agreeable, you know, I'm sure you discussed that in the technical review committee. That was just my messaging. Otherwise, you know, I have no other issues. I just wanted clarity of the site plan.
Yep. Yeah, it's kind of morphed a little bit as we've progressed through this. So I fully understand where you're coming from.
And I figured as much, as figured as such, and sometimes you just got to take a step back and say, there's too much on this. Let's separate it.
Yep.
Okay, everyone. Are there any other questions?
Madam Chair, it's Councilwoman Cahill. So I have a question, I think, really of Dawn then. If we, if the dedication is granted, and then, of course, that would automatically trigger the variance that we granted tonight. What happens in case of future applications for this site, whether it be this owner or somebody else? Is the variance granted tonight granted for the property? I mean, for the size of the building only, right? As it pertains to the coverage. Would that be accurate?
Correct. This is just for building coverage. Certainly if they came in for any other type of addition, which I don't, without losing parking or, you know, I don't foresee that happening, but, you know, they'd certainly need to come in for another variance, but this is strictly would just be for building coverage.
But I think just one point, and Sprawlow can go with this. Variance is run with the lands. So whatever you grant tonight, you know, if you're granting a variance for coverage, you know, incorporating that dedication in, it runs with the land. So whoever comes in the future, they've already got that, unless they're going to abandon the prior approvals and go for a whole new approval.
That's correct. It would run with the land, but the same way if they came in for another addition, and the variance was going to be increased from 35.35% to 38%, that would trigger the need for additional variance relief.
Yep, correct. That's how I understand it.
So just so I understand, so the variance granted tonight is strictly for the amount tonight that the dedication would trigger, that, by having the applicant dedicate the land to the township, then the variance only pertains to exactly the amount that they are over tonight because of the dedication. I don't know if that sounds right, but
no, we understand.
We got you. You're absolutely correct. but anything in the future that increased that lot coverage would trigger them having to come back.
Okay. And if I may, Madam Chair, just one more question that, you know, with regard to this, and I was listening to the conversation about the landscaping and all that and I understand, I just want to make sure and reiterate that it would, whatever agreement that the applicant and the township vis-a-vis Henry Hinterstein come up with, that the applicant would be agreeable to whatever the township, you know, is going to require on that part, you know, even if it's not that the full amount that we would have originally asked. Is that about right?
Is this in terms of landscaping? You're saying that we are, what we are agreeing to is that we will work with Henry to get a satisfactory landscaping plan that would beautify and buffer that front parking area. Henry had put two different comments on his report, and I think they together, they don't necessarily make sense, but each individual might make sense. So Henry was mentioning parking or having landscaping and buffering along the very front of the property to basically stop, to provide buffering for the parking area. And then in addition to that, a separate comment was to put landscaping along the foundation of the building, which would sort of be a double screening, which probably would not be necessary to that extent. But we weren't proposing anything in our initial plan. So I think that's why Henry was commenting on both scenarios, foundation plantings along the building, as well as plantings along the front of the parking area.
Okay.
And we're certainly agreeable to work with Henry to work out something that is satisfactory.
Yeah. Okay. So just to be clear, is that what you are stating, Mr. Arch, is that the comments, and I was reading them, are really almost a duplicate in roughly the same area. I mean, I'm looking at the plans and I can't quite make that out. Like the parking versus...
If I can share my screen and bring up the plans, I might be able to show where I believe Henry is referring to.
Yeah. Well, I would appreciate that if Mr. Arch could do it.
Absolutely. Mr. Arch, while you do that, from what I'm getting is, it's almost like you're saying it may be almost redundant because you're providing the screening along the right of way to block, because that's the intent, to block the parking. But then there's also another line asked by the building itself.
Correct.
That in the gist of it, and are separated by a decent amount of distance.
Let me see if I can bring up the site plan real quick.
It's a good question, Ms. Cahill, but the most important thing is the applicant will work with Henry to do what Henry wants.
And I know that Henry is a stickler on that, but I do want to have it be made clear, you know, that is what's going to happen and that we can get an indication of, you know, just what that looks like, because just from listening to I have the plans, but without looking at the plans, you know, one would think that it was a redundancy, but in fact, it may not exactly be that way, but I could be wrong. So, Mr. Arch, if you could just humor me and let me see what it is that you are.
I apologize. I'm trying to bring them up. It's just going a little slow. So there we go. Craig, can you, do you mind? Can you bring them up? Do you have them?
Yes.
My Adobe is not behaving.
Yeah, if you can let me share, I'll be glad to do it.
You should have, I think.
Just on the bottom.
Yeah, on the bottom there, you should have share screen ability.
Let's see here.
I don't know if I'm a big fan of that share screen, but.
I just got to get it to the right one.
Okay.
Geez, we're both having trouble. What the heck? There we go. I think I got it now. Can you see that?
Yes.
All right. Awesome.
Mr. Stiers, is this a colorized version of the landscape plan that you created off the plans that were submitted?
That is correct.
Okay, so we'll just mark this as A1 for purposes of the hearing, okay?
Yes. Okay, so what we're trying to say is, if you can see the cursor, we are going to put landscaping along the front of the parking right here. And what Henry's asking for is landscaping along the front of the building and along the parking. And I believe the statement was, we think that's a little bit redundant, because if you were to look in from Ethel Road, this proposed landscaping would buffer and you probably wouldn't even see the landscaping along the front of the building. So that's why we're asking to not do it along the front of the building and just do landscaping, because this is all encompassing. This will block, you know, the site, the parking and everything, as opposed to any, if we put something here, it's just going to kind of block the bottom of the building. And it's just a small strip right here. So we feel that this will be a more beneficial and all encompassing area to landscape than along the front of the building.
Craig, I'm sure you can work this out with Henry. Depending on how much landscaping you're going to propose out there on Ethel Road, you may have enough where you're not going to see it. It's going to be significant enough. But again, if you're just providing, a little bit of landscaping, he may want the screening along the building. But again, right. I'm confident you can work this out with Henry.
Yes, and I 100% agree.
Can I just ask one quick question of Mr. Luan?
Go ahead.
Mr. Luan, you're still there, correct?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you agreeable to, if Henry is insistent on putting in landscaping both along the foundation and along the front, that if he is adamant about that, that we will agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. Then I think that will put the issue to rest.
Thank you very much. And I do appreciate that visual. And I would just say one comment is that the screening buffering is essential and very important to the aesthetic, but also the additional plantings are just beneficial as well. And that would be my only comment.
Okay. So now, do we have any other members of the board wishing to ask a question of this witness?
Reverend Kenny, I don't know who I would ask this to in regards to the parking. It's the parking for the trailers. I know they got up to 53 footers. How many areas you got for states truck for parking, depending their time for pickup in regards to your dock loading? Because I noticed in the CME report, there's not going to be off-street parking for trailers. In the past, you had problems with trailers, getting around, and it was congested when you had trailers 48 to 53 footers there.
Perhaps, Mr. Luan, can I ask, can you estimate what are the number of truck deliveries that you get on any given day?
Probably we get like a one delivery a day maximum. We only schedule that way. Yes.
Okay. So do you ever foresee a situation where you're going to have multiple tractor trailers that need to stage on your site at any given time?
No. We only schedule one delivery a day. We never schedule more than that. We don't have enough manpower to doing that, and we're not planning to do that too. So,
okay. That answers my question. Then there's no trucks going to be staged there to either for deliveries or for shipments there inbound.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Any questions?
Sorry, Madam Chair. Yeah, Madam Chair, I'm sorry. It's Councilman Cahill. So Reverend Kenny just brought up a question. So on inbound shipments, maximum once a day, that's only if it's scheduled. How are the tires then delivered to your customers? And how often would that happen?
We have a delivery company that does all our delivery. And they come and goes, and they don't come by trailers. They only come in by small vehicles, and which is, those Ford and Rams van. So.
Okay. So these are like smaller. So are you servicing like tire dealers who are sending somebody there when they need a particular tire to help a customer? Is that about right?
Yeah. We're serving like, dealerships, and car dealership, tire shops, and mechanic shops. And whenever they need the tire, we deliver to them.
Okay, thank you so much.
So just to follow up that, so it's safe to say that your stock that's going out is usually a limited number for a specific purpose, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Any other questions from the board? Ms. Buckley, would you check to see if there's any, would you open it up to the board and see if there's any questions?
No one.
Or,
excuse me, I'm losing my voice. No one, Chairman.
Okay. Close to the public. Mr. Arch, do you have any other witnesses you'd like to present tonight?
We do have one final witness, and that's Mr. Chris Howe. He is our architect. I would ask that he be sworn in, and I'm going to apologize in advance to Chris because I might cut him off a little bit testimony. But if I can have Mr. Howe sworn in, please.
Okay. Mr. Howe, can you please raise your right hand? You swear that the testimony you're about to give was the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Can you please state and spell your name for the record?
Chris Howe. Christopher, first name, and the last name is Howe, H-A-O.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Howe, you are a licensed architect in the state of New Jersey, is that correct?
Yes.
Have you ever testified in front of a Piscataway board before?
No, this is your first time.
Okay. Can you give us a brief rundown of your credentials, please?
In architect, the licensed architect since 1989 or 1990. And you need my education background or something?
Well, in that time that you've been a licensed architect, have you testified in front of land use boards, zoning boards, and planning boards?
Yes.
Approximately how many boards have you testified in front of in the last couple years, if you can remember?
I think about 10 or so,
for okay. The
20 some years, 30.
I would ask then, Madam Chair, if you have any other specific questions as to his qualifications.
No, his testimony, his expert testimony is accepted.
Thank you. So, Mr. Howe, I am going to ask a very simple question. Can you please just explain to us how the addition is going to look? And I know it's not too exciting, it's a warehouse addition, but I know we had some comments in some of the reports about coloration, and I know you prepared a rendering. Are you able to share that, or do you want me to try to share it?
Maybe if you can do it. Yeah.
I think I can get this one up, yes. Okay. Does everybody see that rendering?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
We'll refer to this as A2, Mr. Arch.
Yes, this is a conceptual rendering just in response to the report. So Mr. Howe, if you can just briefly give us a sort of a overview of the addition.
Yeah, the existing warehouse, 30,000 square foot now, is just like barely exposed the concrete blocks. And what we're planning to do is that since we're building the addition, so entire facade all around the four sides, we're going to put a special paint over with accent band all around. And the color can be optional, but we just use a light cream beige color and the band to be like a blue sky. Of color.
And if any of the township professionals have any comments or suggestions as to changing those colors, we would be open to those suggestions. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to tell us, Mr. Howe, about the site before we go to questions?
No.
Okay, I would open Mr. Howe up to questions of the board then.
Board members, do you have any questions of Mr. Howe? Well, I'll ask a question. The elevated portion of the building, is that the new part? Is that the extension?
Both.
The portion of the building that's taller than the other portion.
Yeah, the lower part of
the building. Newer part is the tall part.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions from any other board members? Okay, we'll open it up to the public now. Ms. Buckley, do you see anyone who has questions that it's in the public?
Tim, can you unshare?
Yeah.
Thank you. No one, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Close to the public.
Okay, Madam Chair, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just had one question for Mr. Arch and Mr. Stiers that I meant to mention before. I realize it's in Henry's report number 12, but the applicant's going to agree to comply with the new state electric vehicle charging station requirements, correct?
Yes, we actually do show an EV space on there that does comply, yes.
I just wanted to make sure we had that on record. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're fine. Okay, Mr. Arch, would you like to sum up? Or
yes, if I could just briefly sum up. Mm-hmm. I think clearly these variances can be granted under a C2 flexible standard based on the specific operations of the applicant. The number of spaces necessitated by the applicant's use is substantially less than what the ordinance requires. In granting the variance, the purposes of the MLUL would be advanced as a smaller parking field means, number one, less impervious surface, which allows for more open space, facilitates better stormwater management, promotes a better visual environment. Additionally, the parking proposed in the front yard, again, is relative to the number of total spaces proposed. We're only proposing 17 spaces in the front area, but since the employee need is so low, that's why it's more than half of the spaces in the front. The choice to push the spaces further into the front yard setback is as a direct result of the fire marshal's review and suggesting that. And we did get approval from the fire marshal with this revised plan. And it does provide for greater emergency circulation, which certainly safety is a forefront of what the MLUL promotes as well. Spaces are already existing and they have, the space layout is already existing and has posed no detriment to the surrounding area. The site will be safer now because of those changes. So I think with all those things on the record, I think that these can easily be granted under those standards. Thank you.
Ms. Buckley, would you let me in?
You're in.
Okay, thank you. The other one is.
Okay, you either have to shut off, you're in twice.
Okay, I'm gonna leave that one.
Okay, like Francis Ford Coppola with different camera angles.
Now you have to unmute the one you're on because you're muted. All right, speak, Brenda.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry,
Tim. You've heard the testimony for tonight's application. What is the board's desire? If you are inclined to approve this application, keep in mind the discussion about the variances and the dedication that we discussed tonight. So what is your pleasure?
Madam Chair, this is Dawn Corcoran. I'd like to make a recommendation that we approve the application subject to the reports discussed. I recommend that the board require the dedication opposed to the easement, and as a result, the granting of the variance for building coverage at 35.53%. The approval would also be subject to the applicant and Mr. Hinterstein resolving all issues pertaining to landscaping.
Will I have a second?
Reverend Kenny, Madam Chair, I'll second that.
Thank you. Roll call, please, Ms. Buckley.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza? Dennis.
That mute button. Yes.
And Madam Chair.
Yes. Did you hear me?
Yes. No. Thank you.
Okay.
You're good.
All right. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Thank you for letting us go first, by the way. And although I'm a little annoyed.
You're quite welcome.
It's past 8:04.
Yes. I don't know what.
Never say
you're the
that
only
again.
One on. You went first and last.
Yeah.
Shame, shame.
Lesson learned, Tim.
Look, you, okay, you shoot for the stars, and you know you might not wind up.
Oh, there.
Your intent was noble. I need a
motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Good night. Have a good night, everyone. Stay safe.
Wonderful.
Good
night, everyone.
Take care. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.